Now that the recession's here and the economy's losing jobs instead of producing them, it shouldn't take long to see the magnitude of Bill Clinton's betrayal of the poor. In the summer of 1996, Clinton was nervous. The Republicans had captured the Congress and were gunning for the White House. Clinton thought he couldn't win re-election by going toe-to-toe with them. Instead of drawing a bright line, he wanted to blur the lines. So he stole the GOP's favorite issue of welfare and made it his own. Clinton had always vowed to end welfare as we know it, but led by his Labor Secretary Robert Reich, the intention always had been to provide job skill training and child care for people who left welfare for work. Nothing less than a New Deal, if you will, to lift up the permanent underclass. And it would have been historic. Enter Dick Morris, the pollster and political consultant. No one ever accused Morris of being passionate about a political idea, except winning elections. He quickly became the president's Svengali, and Reich was sent to the sidelines. As Republicans then moved to force welfare recipients to get jobs, Morris saw an opening for his client-in-chief. He especially liked the GOP idea that you could force former welfare recipients to stay employed if you eliminated their benefits forever once they'd been on public assistance for 5 years. Make a deal with Republicans on those issues, Morris told Clinton, and you'll stop any challenge from the conservative right. Soon the deal was done, and Clinton was elected again. Public opinion was muted. The economy was producing jobs like crazy, and a lot of people thought that would never stop. Comes now the recession, and jobs are being cut, not created. In October, the nation lost 500,000 private sector jobs, the greatest one-month drop in a quarter century. More layoffs are on the way, and the working poor, of course, are most at risk. When the economy goes south, they're always the first to be fired. The layoffs are mounting just as the first wave of welfare recipients reaches the 5-year lifetime limit on benefits. Without a job now, they'll have few places to turn. Bill Clinton's Faustian bargain helped him keep his job. But as thousands of the most vulnerable among us are losing theirs this Christmas season, they're not apt to forget the man from hope. I'm Les Aucoin.